You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And I tell you what, a very good morning to each and every one of you. It is Thursday, it's the April the 20th, and it's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Thursday morning. I tell you what, somebody's got a birthday. If you live in the world of golf, which people seem to do, they're so immersed in it, here's one that you might recognise for today, Tom Morris Jr. He was born on this day, the year was 1851. And he was born in the home of golf, St. Andrews in Fife in Scotland, and dying there on Christmas Day in 1875, aged just 24. He was known as Young Tom Morris and was one of the pioneers of professional golf and was the first young prodigy in golf history. He won four consecutive titles in the Open Championship, an unmatched feat, and did this, what, by the age of just 21.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
was the Spice Girl, but there she is on her own. That's Emma Bunton there. And what took you so long? Time, by the way, was 6:30. After the 7 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. Fiction Factory and Feels Like Heaven. Time on the breakfast show, 10 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And let me see, what have I got to tell you? Oh, normally it is on a Thursday that we link up, don't we, with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Well, unfortunately, he dropped me a little message earlier on. He's had to attend a business meeting. So it looks like a music Thursday today. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and Yasmin, and, well, taking a rummage around, see what stories we can find for you, hopefully to get you to the office or wherever it is you're going in the right kind of mood. Lips, a billion blood.
blame.
With Eurythmics, but it's even better, I think, on his own. That's David Alan Stewart. We know him as Dave Stewart, and an English musician, songwriter, and a record producer. He's best known, of course, for Eurythmics, his successful professional partnership with Annie Lennox, sometimes credited as David A. Stewart. He won Best British Producer at the 1986, 87, and 1990 Brit Awards. And Stewart, along with Annie Lennox, was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2020. And the duo included into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2022. And say, outside of Eurythmics, he has written and produced songs for artists such as Ringo Starr and Stevie Nicks, Mick Jagger and Tom Petty, as well as for himself, as was just proved. That was called On Fire. If you're on fire, you better get in the shower and put the fire out, I guess. What have I got for you in the shower? I know. What is love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
There we go. Yes, as I mentioned, What Is Love is the name of the track, and it was the debut single. I tell you what, let's get you out of the shower before I get going. How'd you get? There we go. It was the debut single from Hathaway's first album, his debut album, just simply called, believe it or not, the album. That was released in 1993. The song was released in 1993 and was a hit in Europe, becoming a number one hit in at least 13 countries and reaching number two in Germany, Sweden, and in the United Kingdom. Outside Europe, the single was a hit worldwide, reaching number 11 over there in the US of A, number 12 in Australia, number 17 in Canada, number 48 in New Zealand, and earned Hathaway two awards at the German 1994 Echo Award in the categories of Best National Single and Best National Dance Single. Can you tell me something else made by Hathaway? I was looking at what else have I heard from him? Not a lot. Anyway, time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're about 20 seconds away from 21 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Right, well, back to the music, I think. We're going to take a chance with Erasure.
If you change your mind, I'm the first in the line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know and I'll be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my
say, as you know, if you're going to do a cover, do a cover that is different. Well, they certainly did that, didn't they? Erasure and their cover of ABBA's Take a Chance on Me. Not bad, not bad. You've got to be careful when you take on a big group like ABBA. Do it well. Right, Rolling Stones. Feel like I need a bit of Rolling Stones right now. Rock and a Hard Place is what this one's called.
And the
definitely feel better after that. The Rolling Stones and between a rock and a hard place, huh?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning here on the Breakfast Show. 28 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what some of the international headlines are saying for this morning, starting off with Russia. The Russian military has launched a video campaign to lure more professional soldiers to fight in Ukraine, which challenges those interested to show that they are real men and swap what it casts as humdrum civilian life for the battlefield. The ad, set to stirring music, follows a report from British military intelligence and Russian media reports that suggest Moscow is seeking to recruit up to 400,000 professional soldiers on a volunteer basis to bolster its forces in Ukraine. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock on Wednesday described parts of her recent trip to China as more than shocking, and said that Beijing was increasingly becoming a systematic rival more than a trade partner and competitor. The blunt remarks follows Baerbock's visit to Beijing last week, where she warned that any attempt by China to control Taiwan would be unacceptable. Beijing claims democratically governed Taiwan, of course, as a Chinese province, and has never ruled out the use of force to bring the island under its control. Western media reports on China's population being overtaken by India deliberately ignores China's development, using the topic to badmouth it and advocate decoupling. State broadcaster CCTV said on Thursday. CCTV's sharply worded commentary said that the subtext from Western media in recent years was that China's development was in big trouble, and that when China's demographic dividend disappears, it would decline and the global economy would also suffer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new oversight board has discovered another 11th-hour agreement that allows Walt Disney Co. to set its own utility rates at its Orlando theme parks, the board's chairman said on Wednesday. A Disney subsidiary, which provides utility services to the Central Florida District that includes the Walt Disney World Resort, negotiated an agreement in February to extend its contract through to 2032, Chairman Martin Garcia said at a public meeting. Disney did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Three Alabama teenagers have been taken into custody and charged with the murder in last week's shooting at the Sweet 16 birthday party that left four dead and 32 wounded, said state police on Wednesday. Two suspects, Tyreek McCulloch, 17, and Travis McCulloch, 16, both from Tuskegee, were arrested on Tuesday night and charged with four counts of reckless murder. Sergeant Jeremy Burkett of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said during a news conference. An 84-year-old white man charged in the shooting and wounding of a black teenager who mistakenly walked up to the man's house in Kansas City pleaded not guilty to felony charges on Wednesday during his first court appearance in the case. Andrew Lester would face a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted of first-degree assault, as charged. This is for shooting Ralph Yarl, 16, on the doorstep of his suburban home last Thursday night. He also was charged with armed criminal action, punishable by up to 15 years in prison. He entered not guilty pleas to both counts during a brief arraignment in Clay County courtroom, online court records have shown. Chinese Huawei Technologies said on Thursday it is replacing internal software management systems that it once sourced from US vendors with its own in-house version, hailing it as a victory over US curbs that once threatened its survival. Huawei held an internal ceremony to celebrate the switch to its own Meta ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning System, in Dongguan in South China on Thursday, attended by Huawei's rotating chairperson, Meng Huanzhu, the daughter of the company's founder, Ren Zhenfi. Tesla Inc. Boss Elon Musk on Wednesday doubled down on the price war he started at the end of last year, saying the electric vehicle, the EV maker, would prioritize sales growth ahead of profit in a weak economy. The company posted its lowest quarterly gross margin in 2 years, missing market estimates as it slashed prices aggressively in markets, including the United States and China, to spur demand and fend off rising competition. And another entrepreneur, Elon Musk, yes, same guy, Elon Musk at SpaceX, aimed on Thursday to launch the company's next-generation Starship spacecraft atop its powerful Super Heavy rocket for the first time on a highly anticipated but brief unscrewed test flight from the Gulf Coast of Texas. And it's uncrewed. Unscrewed. It was screwed on the rocket. Uncrewed test flight from the Gulf Coast of Texas. Final preparations were underway at the company's Starbase launch site, which is east of Brownsville in Texas, for a liftoff 3 days after an earlier launch attempt was scrubbed. This was near the end of the countdown due to a frozen pressurization valve, apparently. And same sort of topic, Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit Holdings, Inc. and its subsidiaries in the United States filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy plan with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, the company said in a statement on Wednesday. Earlier this month, Virgin Orbit filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after the satellite launch company struggled to secure long-term funding following a failed launch in January. European banks appear better positioned than US peers to weather any stress from commercial property after an interest rate surge, but that does not mean Europe is out of the danger zone. Aggressive rate hikes still working their way through the system follows a pandemic that hurt foot traffic to bricks and mortar retail locations and structurally changed work habits with office occupancy rates still below pre-COVID levels. World stocks have pulled further away from multi-week highs touched earlier this week, with sentiment dampened by disappointing Tesla earnings, as we mentioned, and worries about the US debt ceiling. The Pan-European Stock 600 index, which hit 14-month highs on Tuesday, was down 0.33% on morning trade. US stock futures were broadly weaker in a bearish sign for the Wall Street opening, with contracts that track the tech-heavy Nasdaq 100 1.1% lower. Oil prices fell to their lowest in about 3 weeks on Thursday, depressed by a firmer dollar and rate hike expectations, which outweigh lower U.S. crude stocks. Brent future crudes were down $1.13 or 1.4% to trade at $81.99 a barrel. That was at 11:41 GMT time today. West Texas Intermediate crude, that's WTI futures, they dropped $1.04 or $1.3%. That's to $78.12 a barrel. Both benchmarks followed a 2% fall on Wednesday, are at their lowest since late March, just before a surprise OPEC Plus production cut announcement, although not all gains from that move have been wiped out yet. Now, finishing off with another Chinese story, because you know they're always complaining how hard done by they are. Well, Chinese internet users berated German automaker BMW on Thursday, accusing it of discrimination. This was at the Shanghai Auto Show amid claims that workers at its mini booth favoured foreign over domestic visitors during an ice cream giveaway promotion. Oh, MINI apologised for the incident in question, saying in a statement on its official Weibo account that it was caused by poor internal management and that it would improve training. Yes, be careful who you give an ice cream to, is what I say. So there we are. That's some of the stories in the international news for this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Some international business news headlines as well. Top of the hour, don't forget, we'll be looking at some of the local news. And just remember, it is Thursday, but Dr. Computer cannot join us this morning, unfortunately. He's got a business meeting. Of course, that comes before anything else. And this is The Killers. Read My Mind.
Never really gave.
There we go. That was the Killers and Read My Mind. 15 minutes right now before the hour, 8 o'clock. Time for a few good mornings. A very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou was with us bright and early as I was getting ready to start this morning's program. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And we've also got, of course, our daily, everyday story of Athens folk. Over there, that's Renee and Rick over there in Athens. They sent me some wonderful pictures of some blooms in her her garden over there. It says, Calimera, buona dias. The rose bushes in our yard are crazy with their blooming. So pretty to look out the kitchen window. It's a flowery kind of day as we're having roasted garlic and blue cheese, artichokes and toasted zucchini flowers for dinner tonight. So hey, you've got all these nice blooms. I suppose you've got the artichokes and the zucchinis which are blooming as well, and you're going to eat the flowers. Oh, anyway, it sounds nice. And also, you remember yesterday we were talking about the Italian wedding soup, and I've got some pictures of that as well, which is a little bit unfair because I haven't had any breakfast yet. It does look delicious. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Of course we can. It's Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise. Guess that applies to both of us, huh? Keep an eye on the time. We're about 13 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep.
There we go, that's Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise. Are we talking about our side or your side, Renee? I think a bit of both, really, don't you? There they are, Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise. And tell you what is really, really uncanny, because this happened yesterday. Renee asked for a piece of music, and I can't remember what it was now, but it was already on my playlist. And guess what? Mary Lou's just come in and wishes everybody a great great morning. Says, wish everyone a good day, not just the morning. You asked if I could play a piece of music for you called A Trick of the Tail from Genesis. And it's already there. It's already in the playlist. Keep it up. Telepathy.
Part of the life in the city of gold. He'd left and let nobody know. Gone were the towers he had known from a child. Along with a dream of a life. He traveled the wide open road. The blinkered arcade. In search of another to share in his life. Nowhere. Everyone looked so strange to him. He got no horns and he got no tail. He don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? It lies in deep distance. He cried and wept as they led him away. Can talk with a sign. The creatures they pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of their prey. The beast that can talk more like a freak or publicity stunt.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Communards. No mistaking Jimmy Somerville's voice, is there? Don't Leave Me This Way is what it's called. Here on The Breakfast Show, I tell you what, we're making our way. Just make our way right up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPty. At HRBlockPty. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. She's my woman of gold. She's not very old. I don't mean to be bold, but may I hold your hand? She ain't a witch, and I love the witch twitch. She's faster than most, and she lives on the coast. She's faster than most, and she lives on the coast. I'm a two-fairy prince, and I give her hot love.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with U2 and Mysterious Ways. And this one, well, they originally called themselves Tyrannosaurus Rex. But luckily they shortened it down to just T-Rex and English Rock. And they were formed back in 1967. And that was by singer-songwriter and the guitarist Mark Bolan, who was their leader, frontman and only consistent member. Though initially associated with the psychedelic folk genre, Bolan began to change the band style towards electronic music. That was about in 1969. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, let's see. It's Humpity Hump Day Wednesday. Wow, what another day come and gone right here in the Estados Unidos in Florida. My sister's now landed. She's off to Peru. She'll be sending me wonderful images of what's going on down there. Dad and I are holding down the fort here while she's away. Everything looks pretty good. I hope you all are doing well. Another beautiful sunny day. The grass is getting watered outside, and there's this funky smell that they have here in Florida. It's very strange. It's like sulfur or rotten eggs. I can't really understand. It's from the ground. It's well water, and there's sulfur water here. So every time they water the yard, it smells like someone spilled a bunch of rotten eggs. It's kind of nasty and stuff like that. Yum, yum, yum. Don't like it. Anyways. All right, so I've been riding around, ran into an old friend of mine that we went to university together, and I think we're going to try and hook up and have dinner one of these nights this week. So I'm trying to keep myself busy, keep my dad out of trouble, keep me out of trouble, and keep my mom out of trouble. She's always getting into trouble. All right, so anything else other than that? Hey, Cook, how you doing? You and Chelsea went back to bed? Yep, I figured as much. All right, and my saludos out to Charlotte, whose book is coming out very soon. Congratulations, Charlotte. Sorry I'm not there to see it and watch you, you know, bathe in your laurels. I'm wishing you all the best. All right, you all take care of yourselves. Hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm working on something for Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, you've said neither am I.
Toad and the Wet Sprocket and All I Want. There's no pulling the wool over the listeners' eyes on this program, or ears, because when they come here, that was Ingrid's yesterday's report, and she's quite correct too. It was yesterday's report. The reason why is, I don't remember, yesterday I mentioned that my laptop exploded. That's another story. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. So what I'm trying to do is move everything from tablets to phones, and to get it onto the console as well. And, well, I loaded the wrong one across. But I tell you what, this is Ingrid today, I hope.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Thursday. Woohoo! And another beautiful day in paradise. There used to be a thing in Florida when I lived here as a kid. The Tampa Tribune would say, or St. Petersburg newspaper, one of those famous newspapers, that if the sun didn't shine in the whole day, they would give you a free newspaper for that day, because even when it rains, the sun always has a decision to pop out and say, hello, I'm here, hello, hello, hello. So here I am, I'm peeking out the backyard towards the canal. Last night I saw some raccoons. I haven't seen raccoons. We have the, what do they call those, Kunumundos, Kululululu, over by the canal zone. I know they kind of look like raccoons and they got a long nose, but these were actually raccoons with those big black masks. And I thought, oh, they're sneaking around at night because they're masked robbers. It must be garbage night. Ha ha. They're going to go get the garbage out of somebody's yard. Yep. So I still get to see animals around here. I saw some sandhill cranes, which at one time those were considered on the endangered species list. And they're big, and they go around, and they're digging up grubs in the yard. They get a little upset here because my mom and dad, they live on a golf course kind of retirement place. And when they mess around on the golf course, people have to wait because they can't play with the birds in the way. One, they get hit with a golf ball. Two, they're kind of digging up the stuff in order to get them grubs out of the yard. You don't wet lot. That's good stuff. But they are beautiful birds. We have had hawks in the backyard. I have some video from my father who recorded some bobcats, mommy bobcat, two babies walking across the yard. They've had some foxes. They've even had eagles here. I'm like, this is amazing. It's like the wild world of animal kingdom. Yes, indeed. The animal kingdom of my parents' backyard. All right. You guys be safe. And tomorrow is a Freaky Friday fun facts, and I got something lined up for you all. All right, you take care, and back to you in the studio.
There we go. That is Ingrid on a Thursday. This Thursday as well, isn't it amazing? You have to bear with me for a while because I don't have my laptop. Rowena and Phil. Rowena sent me a message because they're in Denver, Colorado. See, all our overseas listeners, oi, what's he up to? And Rowena says, good morning, Jerry and Yasmin. I was giving you a pass on that little mistake with Ingrid's recording from yesterday, so I decided not to mention it. But since you did, have a great day, everybody. So it is a little bit, because my laptop here in the studio is my sort of mainstay, because we've got the two desktops which are running the program, but everything else is done and sort of received on the laptop. And so it blew up, almost blew up the other day. I won't go into the reasons why, but anyway, yesterday I took it to Salva Mi Machina, and they're the one here in Bella Vista. And I tell you what, they're absolutely amazing. And there was me flushing, oh, it's okay, we'll fix it. And and there's just sort of really, and I tell you what, they've got some good gear there as well, I tell you. Big thanks to them, and is it Tara? I think, let me just make sure I got that pronunciation. Oh, I've taken the ticket out. Hold on, don't go away, because very nice lady. Here we go. Gave me a lot of help yesterday. Thera. So big thanks to Thera yesterday for all the help there at Salva Mi Machina. So they're going to give me a quote, and then they'll fix it for me. So then I'll be back to normal. But right now I'm sort of working shorthand. I've been putting different programs on the desktops here so I can handle a bit more. So anyway, yes, you know, we are we're quite fallible here, as you probably know. Now, I'll tell you what, let's just get back to covers. We like covers, don't we? Now, I remember a song by the Beatles very well. It was called We Can Work It Out, and it was written by Paul McCartney together with John Lennon, and it was naturally issued originally as a double A-side single with Day Tripper on the other side in December of 1965. Also appeared in a 1966 US release, Yesterday and Today. Well, that was back in 1965. But somebody else made a brilliant cover of it in 1971. This guy, Stevie Wonder. We Can Work It Out.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Or you see it your way, on the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can.
think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Hey, I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
There we go, yes indeed. Is that a good cover or a bad cover? That's a... It's a good cover. Yeah, that was brilliant. Stevie Wonder, and we can work it out, 1971. I tell you what, let me just come back because I thought this was... This is going to be me in a couple of weeks' time. When I was in Salva Mimacano yesterday, a gentleman walked in and he was chatting into his cell phone en français, in French. Why is it everything sounds better in French than it does anything else? And he was talking to his cell phone in French, and then he came up to the counter and he pointed it at the lady behind the counter there, and it was in Spanish. So what he was doing was talking in French, and it was translating it all into Spanish, and it was absolutely brilliant. And then she replied in Spanish into the phone and gave it back to him, and it was all in French. And of course, you know, in a couple of, well, not a couple of weeks' time, well, just about a couple of weeks time, but a week next Tuesday. So just over a week, about a week and a half. And we're going off on vacation. One of the places that we are going to be going, first of all, is so we're going to Germany, and we're going to Vienna in Austria as well. So of course they all speak sort of German, don't they? And I don't speak a word of German. So it's going to be me wandering around with my cell phone, chatting to it in English and getting a German translation. Isn't it great what we can do today, though, really? It's absolutely amazing. Right, now, my next piece of music. Now, this is a song. It's by the British-American rock band Player. This particular track was released late in 1977 as the lead single from their self-titled debut album, and was a breakthrough single for the band, garnering them mainstream success, hitting number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 10 on the R&B charts in 1978, their biggest hit single. The song was written and performed by Peter Beckett and J.C. Crowley, the founders of the band Player. The song, Baby Come Back.
Thank you.
Isn't it? From 1977 there, that's Player and Baby Come Back. Now, one thing, sort of lesson learned, is that when you're replacing pieces of equipment, and especially in your computers, make sure you get the original, the original whatever it is you're going to be putting in there. I'm not going to go any further than that. But of course, this doesn't just, this also applies to your printers, of course. Now, printers usually last, apparently, between 3 and 4 years. But if you use poor quality supplies, its lifespan can decrease one or two years, which isn't very long, is it? Now, don't fall into the low price trap and use original ink and toner. Get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you and much more as well. Now, you can contact DataServe on their Instagram, which is at DataServe Panama, all right, or one word, at DataServe Panama. Schedule your appointment. They'll check out your printer for you and help you if you need to get any supplies or anything like that. So good advice. A little bit of tech on this morning's program. Right, we're going to sit back. We're going to relax. As Michael Franks would say, go barefoot on the beach. This guy's got a lovely voice. If you want to keep an eye on the time, we're 18 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we have got it for you coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
Barefoot on the beach and warmed by the subtropic sun, easily seduced, I'm in. Safely out of reach,
from faxes and the telephone. I get happy when a dolphin joins me for a swim. My Captiva Island hideaway isn't complete, not without you. What about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My Captiva Island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, 'cause here we don't wear much.
Told you, isn't he? Got a lovely voice. That's some Michael Franks there. And this? Well, Barefoot on the Beach. Who would you find on the beach? The Beach Boys, of course. Surfer Girl. Spanish Comp. Say them, Kenny the Beach Boys, lovely sound. That's going back in time as well. We're 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Haven't even had a chance to have a little rummage around the internet yet. That's one of the other things, not having a laptop. So bear with me. It's going to be back with me all being well next week. This is Thin Lizzy on the breakfast show with Wild One. Just about sums me up. And a wild one. And I tell you what, it's time this morning. Must get this in before we finish. We've got another hour to go yet. But it's time to have a birthday wish this morning. It is our co-producer's birthday, Neil Danby, over there, still over there in the UK. Hopefully he might be listening. But it is his birthday today, so I think we need to do one of these. I'm wishing you a very happy birthday, Neil, from all of us here at PBC, everybody here in Panama that keeps asking after you. And, well, happy birthday.
Today we are celebrating you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
go. Take us up to the top of the hour. That is Hi-Ho, Silver Lining. And again, very happy birthday to Neil, my co-producer here on The Breakfast Show. I hope he's going to have an absolutely wonderful day over there in the UK. He's over there in Windsor.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. And there you go. Good advice. I tell you what, some more good advice as well. Don't let your printer become the entry point to cyber attacks. You know, the way that everything is connected these days. Yeah, they can even get in using your printer. DataServe has great promotions on HP printers at the moment, and all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. Go to dspma.com. That's dspma.com, DataServe Panama, and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and, have a peace of mind. This is all HP, dspma.com. That's DataServe Panama. Do go along and check them out.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
If blood will flow, when flesh and steel are one, drying in the color of the evening sun, tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away, but something in our minds will always stay.
Oh.
blood will flow when flesh and steel are one. Drawing in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away, but something in our minds will always stay. On and on the rain will fall like tears from a star.
two beautiful tracks. First one came from Cassandra Wilson and her cover of the sing-song Fragile. Beautiful cover it was too. Followed on there with Eva Cassidy, that beautiful voice, and that is Songbird. One more piece of music and then we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. See if we've got anybody born on this day in music as well. This is Chuck Wicks and All I Ever Wanted.
Girl, you got me going. Yeah, I think you know it. Oh, I'm ready for this ride. So come on, take my hand, 'cause only you, you understand how to kick this feeling into the ride all night with me. Sing our favorite song to sleep. Under the stars on the hood of our car, it's all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight, just the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling in a sundress or wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. If life is what you make it, here's my chance, I'll take it. You know I wanna make you mine. I have this picture in my mind, you were in it all the time. So baby, hold on tight and drive all night with me. Sing our favorite song to sleep. Under the stars on the hood of our car, it's all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight, just the way you look tonight. And maybe someday, if a love comes our way, we'll be walking in the meadow in the early spring. You'll be twirling a sundress or wearing my ring. Can you see it? A girl, I believe that it's true. All I ever wanted, all I ever really wanted was you. All I ever wanted was to see you in the pale moonlight, just the way you look tonight.
There we go, that is Mr. Chuck Wicks and All I Ever Wanted. And it's time to say a very happy Thursday.
Hello, happy Thursday.
Good morning, yes, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Mary Lou's been sending me German on my computer. Listen to this.
Und das große Dankeschön heute Morgen an Mary Lou, die mir meine erste Deutschstunde auf meinem Computer gegeben hat.
How cool is that, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you think I could do a whole program like that?
Oh, yes, of course.
She's changed my voice a bit, though, hasn't she? It sounds a bit like a woman, don't you think so? I love that thing. I'm going to have fun and games with that when we're traveling.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, exactly. I'm going to do it in English so I can understand it as well. it's incredible, really, the technology we can do. Can you put that on conversation? It automatically sort of goes between the two people.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I can speak Spanish.
Very useful.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how was your event yesterday? Because you were off to something yesterday. Week.
Oh, yes. Yesterday we met John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
He is, let me tell you. That was very interesting. He is a number one New York Times best-selling author, coach, and speaker who has sold more than 24 million books in 50 languages.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you think he uses that to talk in different languages? Do you think
maybe
it might be that?
So often called the country's number one leadership authority.
Oh wow, mm-hmm. That's quite something.
Yeah, and he was identified as the most popular leadership expert in the world.
Oh, there goes my title then.
So yeah, that was very interesting.
And oh, great.
Also because he's part of this new foundation called Panama Lidera.
Okay.
So we also know a little bit more about the work of this foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they are already working in different schools in the country.
Oh, well, that's really good,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gave us some little tips about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about what they are doing in the schools. So this is very interesting, very good.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just get his autograph.
No.
Oh.
He was very far away. Oh, yeah.
So
and they gave us a book, so I'm going to start reading.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, you don't need me to translate it for you?
No.
I can do that, you know. It might take a while, but. And you don't mind it with a lady's voice, do you?
No.
I'm sure there must be something to make me male again, but never mind. So,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. You know. But, it's just it's so cool. And, mm-hmm. You know, sort of seeing that gentleman yesterday doing that with the French translation, it was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, French is sexy.
Yeah, it's a shame, really.
More than German for me.
But the thing is, you know, as I mentioned, when he came in, he was talking in French to his telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what's it? Everything sounds better in French, you know. Even, can you tell me where the bathroom is? Probably sounds sexy. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's true.
So what have you got on today?
Today, just work.
Oh, just work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just.
Oh, good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible with no laptop because I'm working on my laptop all the time.
No, you feel
it's
weird.
It's like somebody's taken one of my arms off.
Yes.
You know? I mean, but I managed to sort of get a lot of the stuff that I use on my laptop loaded up on a couple of the desktops.
For how long you had that computer?
I've had it years. I was trying to work that out with Christina the other day.
And this is the first time you changed the battery?
It's the first time I changed the battery, yeah.
Okay.
And, but no, it's been a great computer. And but the thing is, you know, I use it all the time. It's here in the studio mm-hmm. and it's always open. Funny enough, when I went to change battery, it was only when I noticed that when I tried to close the lid,
mm-hmm.
it didn't close properly. Because the battery had swollen.
Well, yes,
inside.
Remember that happened with mine?
Yeah, and it's mm-hmm. happened on my cell phones.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I don't like it when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the thing as well is a lot of, well, I think virtually all the cell phones now, aren't they? They're sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take the battery out
uh-huh.
like you used to.
Exactly.
And when this happens, the cases explode. You know, they don't explode per se, but they expand
mm-hmm.
and it breaks the seal and everything.
Yes.
So, I don't like it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But this is the only way to know that we need to change them, right?
Yes, when it breaks the computer.
No, you can just feel the bump, but
yeah,
it still works, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the laptop one was that it just sort of started. The same happened with my wife's one as well,
mm-hmm.
Was that... the battery wouldn't charge. It would get to 80%, mine was 87%.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christina's was a little bit low. And it won't charge anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when you unplug the power,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't even last very long. It says 87%,
exactly.
But it just shuts down. The computer just shuts down,
mm-hmm.
which to me is a little bit more worrying than anything else because it might corrupt some of the files.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, our friends at Salvami Mackinac have got it, and they reckon they can do it, and I shall be celebrating sometime
mm-hmm.
when I get it back again. I get my other arm back.
Yes.
What have we got in Born on This Day of Music? Anything exciting?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me. Because I don't know this guy, Ronald Mondi.
No.
He was born in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
American singer. He was a member of the Marcells, who Who's called the 1961 US and UK number one with a doo-wop cover of the ballad Blue Moon. That began with the bass singer singing bum ba ba bum ba bum bum bum. The record sold
over. Sorry, do that because it goes on a bit. Come on, why don't you do the whole thing?
Bum ba ba bum 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 bum.
And then
bedanga.
Dang dang dang.
Bedanga dang dang.
Ding, ding,
bedanga.
They knew how to make the lyrics in those days. Try singing that at
maybe
karaoke.
Maybe it's a new language for you.
It could be. Let me get it translated. Ba 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 bum ba bum ba bum 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 ba dang ga dang ding ding dong ding. I remember that one.
Oh yes.
Ba bum ba bum ba bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon. Dip it into the blue moon blue moon. Dip it into the blue moon. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, and on, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
You like that one, yes?
Oh, yes, I love it.
But you know, you see that bang, 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 bang. But you see, somebody, I think, actually sang about who put the bop in the bop, dip bop, dip bop, who put the bang in the shang-a-lang-a-ding-dong.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, di dip, di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard bomb, 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 bomb. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? Shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Each time that we're alone, boogity 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip 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 dip, she always says she loves me so. So. Who put the bop in the bop, shoo bop, shoo bop? Who put
was a drip in the dip de dip de dip. Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Darling, bum 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 bum. And my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong forever. And when I say dip 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 dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity 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 shoe.
I tell you guys, they know how to make the music in those days.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to sing?
Okay.
Bop de bop de bop. Who put the bang in the ram and the ding dong? Who put the bop and the bop?
I can't hear you.
No, I have to learn the bum 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 bum.
Yes, you have to learn your bum bums.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, that was a guy called Barry Mann.
Mm-hmm.
And who put the bop in the bop de bop de bop? Who put the ring in the ding a ling a ding dong?
Ah, but he wasn't part of the Marsals.
No. Ah. That was something completely different. Because in actual fact, I mean, he was sort of singing a song about who put those sort of. Because in the old days, the old doo wop bands, they had a lot of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a man with a very big voice as well. They'd have a very deep voice. Oh dear, it's so much fun doing this program, is it? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad we don't have to do anything else. Well, I don't. So, so what else is that? How's, because the kids are all back at school now?
Oh yes, of course.
I'm not sure, because the streets have been sort of fairly quiet for some strange reason.
Yeah.
In occasional jam, but anyway. So how's Ian doing?
He's fine.
He's good?
Thank you.
Follow balling and saxophone playing?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him not to do the two at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you might swallow it.
Good idea.
If you want to do that, yeah. But it could end up with that. Funny, you could end up like Andreas yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear, poor boy. Cut
mm-hmm.
his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's lucky. If that had been just that little bit lower.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh, mm-hmm. you'd hate to think, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yes.
Especially with a sharp elbow like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, he seems okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else? Was there anybody else today in music?
Oh, yes, the next one is Luther Vandross.
Ah, no boppy bop bops with this one.
Oh, no.
No.
He was born in 1951, American singer, songwriter, who scored the 1989 UK number 13 single, Never Too Much, first released in 1983, and the US number 10 and UK number 2 single with Janet Jackson. The best things in life are free.
Well, I thought we'd do that one because that's two for the price of one, really, isn't it?
Okay.
Luther Vandross and Janet Jackson.
Sure.
Should we do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, your mama's here.
There we are. I said it was good. Two for the price of one, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Yes, Luther Vandross together with Janet Jackson there. And the best things in life are free.
Mm-hmm.
List them. That's what I want to know. List the things. Mm-hmm. Air. We need air. They'll soon be able to tax that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yes. Well, look, you have... tomorrow's Friday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So quick.
It is so quick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that means I've got one more full week to go.
Mm-hmm.
not that I'm counting it. Yes, you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, and we will be back with everybody tomorrow, won't we?
Okay.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Take care. They are so cool in a gang, but an instrumental bit of disco funk. Well, not disco, chill out funk. Cool in the gang. It's called Summer Madness. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, which means I've got about 7 minutes to go here on this morning's breakfast show. Roy Ayres. Love will bring us back together.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
There we go, that's what we like to hear. Ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Absolutely not. And that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And yes, as we were just saying, tomorrow is TGIF. Yeah, thank God it's Friday tomorrow. So we'll be back with you then. Thanks go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for doing all our sort of production work, all our social media. Bookings, everything, etc., etc., etc. So big thanks to Yasmin. As of course, not forgetting this day in music. Also a big thanks to Intrepid Outdoor Reporter. They're in Florida. That's Ingrid. Two for the price of one this morning. If you missed yesterday's, you can't again today as well. So big thanks to Ingrid. And a big happy birthday to our co-producer, Neil Danby. He's over there looking after Mum in Windsor in the UK. So very happy birthday to you, Neil. I'll give you a call a bit later on. And also to the boys and girls at Group Adrada, keep us up and running every day. And of course, not forgetting, most importantly, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. As I said, we'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 in the morning until 10. Whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today, well, please do it carefully, all right? Because what do we want to be doing tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.